Stay awake. Don't just stay awake during my homily, although I hope you do that. But we are called to stay awake in our Christian life. I think many of us walk around as Christians who are asleep. What do I mean by that? Well, we notice things as just mere events in our lives. A Christian who's asleep will just get up in the morning, will just drink coffee, will just make their family breakfast, will just go to work, will just sit through a meeting, will just accomplish tasks, will just take their kids to basketball games, and will just say goodnight to their spouse. For a Christian who's asleep, everything is just an event without any real significant meaning or really thinking about the meaning of those events. But meaning is important. As humans, we seek meaning. And philosophers have known this for a long time. Socrates once said, the unexamined life is not worth living. And the whole reason the philosophy really exists is to determine whether events in life have meaning or don't have meaning. And other religions of the world get this too. One of the trends that's become very popular over the last several years has been mindfulness, which comes from Buddhism, being able to be very mindful about the actions in our lives and using different meditation techniques to try and understand that. And as Catholics, God is what gives our life meaning. He created everything out of love for a purpose and to be intelligible, meaning to be understood. Nothing in our life happens outside of God's plan, outside of God's providence. Everything in our life has a purpose. And Jesus Christ, who is the Word made flesh, is what redeems us. He enters into the world and makes every aspect of our life sanctified. He sanctifies human existence by his way of living. And the events, and he sanctifies the events in our lives, so those events become not just mere events, but actually become places of meaning, of places that we can reflect on. Life, then, isn't just one event after another, but it has meaning. We just have to stay awake and pay attention and notice that meaning in our life. And I think this is why Holy Mother Church knows that we need to be reminded of this. So we are gifted with this season of Advent to help us become more aware as Christians of Christ's coming, to become more aware of the meaning of those events in our lives. And we do this by recalling the first coming of Christ in a few weeks, so that way we can prepare for the second coming, which our gospel explains today. Now, we don't know the day or the hour that the second coming is going to happen, but we don't want to be caught off guard like a thief who breaks into a house when the master didn't know when his house was going to be broken into. And for us too, spiritually, we don't want to be caught off guard. We don't want to be unprepared for when that happens. We don't want to not be awake to God's grace that is in us, that is in every moment of our lives, that is dwelling within us from our baptism, and that we can continue to access every day of our lives if we're just aware of it. So during this Advent season, it's now a time to take notice, to not just see the events of our lives as merely events, but to notice how the Lord is acting in those events in our lives. And the simplest way that I think we can do that is to give thanks for the things in our life, to live a life that is built on gratitude. Because in gratitude, we notice a deeper spiritual reality. We notice that the Lord is acting in those events in our life. We're able to see things in our life with the eyes of faith. By giving thanks, we become more awake to this life. So by giving thanks, drinking a cup of coffee becomes a place where we notice God is acting. By giving thanks, a meeting becomes a place where we notice God is acting. By giving thanks for your child's sporting event, it becomes a place where we know God is acting. By giving thanks for your spouse, it becomes a place where we notice God is acting. And even if we don't know exactly how God is working in those events, we may not see all the pieces of the puzzle, we have faith that he is. We recognize that he is doing something. And we give thanks for whatever he's doing. So a recommendation during this Advent season might be to just take some time at the end of your day to give thanks for something that happened during that day. Maybe just a few minutes of your day to do this. And if you're not sure, ask God to help show you where he wants you to give thanks, to help show you where he was acting during the day, and to give thanks for that. Or if you can't think of anything, just to go ahead and give thanks anyway. Because God is acting in all of those moments in our life, whether we recognize it or not. And by living in gratitude, that gives him the proper recognition, the proper praise, the proper glory for what he is doing in our lives. And this staying awake, this living a life in gratitude, it's what it means to be a good steward. Stewardship is a grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares these gifts in love of God and of neighbor. So it's about being grateful for what I've received and also being able to share those gifts that I've received with other people. It's being grateful and sharing. Now, at the end of Mass, we'll hear a little bit more about how we can take that grateful response and how we can share it with others. We'll hear from a cathedral parishioner about how we can do this more practically in our lives and learn about some steps that we can take. But for now, let us prayerfully consider how we can be more awake this Advent season, how we can live more in a life of gratitude. The word Eucharist, which we're about to celebrate here in a few moments, means thanksgiving. We give thanks for the real presence of the body, blood, soul, and divinity in the bread and wine of the Eucharist. And we recognize that there is a deeper spiritual reality in giving thanks for that. As we approach the Lord's altar this morning, let us give thanks for what we've received and have that grateful response so we can know how God is acting in our lives.